Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. When we think about faith, I just briefly want to mention something. I want to encourage your faith today. Faith is pretty important, because without it, you cannot even enter in the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. But God has given a measure, a certain amount of faith to everybody. Everybody has an amount of faith. And in that, it's not the fact that people don't have faith. The choice is, do we choose to live by faith?
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, I don't have the faith that you have. And it's like, no, you haven't yet made the choice to live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Or we walk by faith and not by sight. And faith is, according to Hebrews 11:1, it's about a now thing. You know, now God is.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the day of salvation. He's our ever-present help in time of trouble. God is now. He's not the I was or I will be. He is the I am. And so faith exists. Do I trust God with, do I trust his grace and mercy and forgiveness for yesterday? Do I appreciate that he's got tomorrow in his hand? And can I rejoice in the fact that, like he tells us, don't worry, that he's going to take care of everything even today and provide for me? Can I trust God?
Mm-hmm.
That's faith. And faith is, no, you know what we know when we're operating in faith, when God says in his word, I mean, somebody says, well, I haven't had a word from God yet. It's only because you haven't been reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard from God yet. Have you been in the word?
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's plainly written. Just read the red, you know, just read the red. If you have a Jesus' mm-hmm. words written in red in your Bible, and find out. And so Abraham is the father, considered the father of faith. And here he was in a dark environment, a lost world. God just begins to speak to him, and he says, listen, I want you to get out of here, and I want you to go to a place that I will show you. So he says, basically, get up and go. Just get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God has told his people. His people, he's told us to get up and go. And he says, and I will show you. And there was a process of just going, not waiting, doing nothing, and diving into darkness and living like the world and say one day God. No, he was going for God, leaving everything. He left his father's house and left the way that the life was for everybody else, and says, listen, I'm going to go with God. And he says, and I will show you. And so he did not yet have a picture of what tomorrow would be like. He just had confidence that God was going to bring it to pass. And so he went. And God accredited this to him in his decision, as he had right standing before him. He was right because he just believed God. And the enemy today has totally begun to work away and whittle away at what faith is. And, you know, if I got faith for a car, I got faith for this, I got faith for that. How about, do you have faith enough to get thee up and go and do what God said?
Right.
And it's like, you have to understand, we're creative beings, and we can bring a lot of things to pass. But the question is, is God's will coming to pass in our life?
Mm.
And so faith is about getting up and going. And I just want to challenge you, as we're talking about this, when you start writing out your New Year's resolutions, and so many people do that, make it a year, make 2013 a year of getting up and going and believing that God is going to show you, be an abider. If you don't know God, you got to meet God through his son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org, then begin to be his disciple. And you can find out more about that at meetmyfather.org. But you also then can begin to abide with him and obey him. And just make 2013, no matter what anybody says, let it be a year that you're going to get up. You're going to get up from that lethargic state. You're going to get up from that captivity into all the virtual medias and all the things that's got a lot of people today. You're going to get up from that quagmire of saying, I can't leave this job because this is the job that I've given my life to.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, I'll just do anything and go anywhere you want me to, God. And be a year that you just go after God. Make 2013 a year of faith. A year that you're just going to get up and go and believe that God. And listen, this is important, because understanding that when you're getting up and going, that here's Abraham, got up and went, and he spent many, many years not seeing the manifestation of what he believed God for, but he never was shaken in his faith. That even though he saw that his body was as good as dead, he saw that his wife's womb was as good as dead, you know, it was not working anymore, they were in their 90s and all, that they still believed God was going to give them a son. And out of that son was going to come this huge lineage, which we call Israel today.
Right.
And they spent almost 100 years of their life believing God, and never seeing what they believed, but they still he did not waver in his faith and confidence that God was able to do it. And so many people, it's just like they only live in what they see, and they demand to see in your life what you're believing. And it's like, get out of my faith. If you don't have faith, get out of mine. You know,
that's so good.
You know, get out of my story. Get out of my journey. If you don't want to go, don't go. But I'm going. I'm going to get the up, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to follow God. And God's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. And I don't care what you got to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people that want to live in what you're believing God for, while they criticize the journey, while you're waiting for the manifestation of that which God promised you. And it's like, get your own dream. You know? Criticize your own dream. Yeah, go somewhere else. I'll be talking about my second story when God hadn't even manifested my first story yet. You know, and it's like, it's so important. So God rewarded Abraham for that, for getting up and going. And listen, so many people said, I'll go and I'll get up when God shows me what he wants me to do.
That's right.
And it's like, that's called a job. That's not faith. Mm-hmm. Faith is being sure of what you hope for now, sure of what you hope for, and certain of what you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not, you say, you know, I'll do, well, just God needs to explain it to me. Give me the pay package and the 401k and how it's all going to work out. And I'll see if it fits within my lifestyle, and I still can take care of my boat payments and stuff. And then I'll go. Then I will go for, you know, what God wants to. And it's like, that's not faith. That's religion. That's religion. It's not obeying God. And understand, no matter what people said about Abram, eventually Abraham, God was so impressed with him that he listened and obeyed, even when he didn't see the manifestation until later on in his life. And yet, even in that, he wasn't going to see all the things that we see today. And he talks about in Hebrews that he believed, but he never saw what we see today. In the manifestation of all of his lineage, because he believed God, he was finally given a son, you know, Isaac. And when Isaac came, that's pretty much what he saw.
Yeah.
But out of Isaac would come Jacob, which is Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're looking at the ramifications and the blessings of one man who believed God. I mean, he believed God, and it was accredited to him for righteousness, and God took that faith and belief and began to just manifest an entire lineage for himself. And today, all the world is battling for the land that Isaac, his son, his faith, captured. A little small piece of land called Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about Joseph. Joseph believed God. He loved God. God spoke to him. He told everybody what God said, and they just abused him because he told them what God had said. That's all he did. He just shared what God shared with him, and all of a sudden his own brothers and his own father turned against him, and he ended up in slavery. He ended up in Potiphar's house. He ended up being accused of sexual crimes, locked up in prison because he raped Potiphar's wife, they said, and it was all a lie. It's all a farce. But he told them, he says, listen, when God brought things full circle and he's running Egypt now and Israel's coming in and he's provided Goshen for them because God has set all that up. He said, listen, when we get out of here, I want you to take me with you.
Mm.
When we get out of here, it was like 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like 400 years later.
Yeah.
Joseph's not going to see them. God say, hey, get out of here. I got a place. We're going to call you out into the wilderness. But he saw it. He had faith that it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so powerful that when Israel did leave, and of course, Joseph already passed already, they went and dug his bones up.
Yeah.
He had so much faith in what God was going to do. It was so, and just, God says, listen, because you guys are a mess. You remember how Israel was, they came out in the wilderness. It wasn't because they were all righteous and stuff.
That's right.
But God was so pleased with his faith, even though he didn't see the manifestation of them coming out of the time with Egypt. But he was so impressed and so moved by a man's faith that even in his death, he put it upon the hearts of the Jews to say, let's just dig him up.
Mm.
Let's just dig him up. That word is so strong, and that vision is so strong from 400 years ago. It is so strong. We're going to have to pull this gravestone off of this grave, and we're going to have to take his bones because he's coming out. We're coming out together.
Mm.
We're coming out together. And this is how God works. This is how God works. And David, when David saw in his heart and his spirit and the visions of Jesus and all the things he talked about and what was coming and Isaiah prophesied about him. They didn't see him, but they believed him because they believed that Jesus is the lineage of David today. We got to get a place of faith again where we're believing God and we're operating by what God says and whatever timing God has, whatever he wants to do and ever how he wants to do it. We need to be unwavering in our faith that he's going to bring this thing to pass. And you have to let the people that just are naysayers that are trying to set themselves up as judges in your dream to say, listen, you need to go get your own. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not believing God for anything. You're watching how I believe God, what God's called me to do. If you're not part of this, you need to get yourself on down the road a little bit. Because what God has revealed to Joseph, what God has revealed, you know, to Abraham, what God has revealed to David, and over and over and over and over and over and over again, God's going to bring it to pass. Even if God's got to dig your bones up and carry them into the fulfillment while you're looking over the banister of heaven, God's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. He's not a man that he would lie or the son of man that he would promise and not fulfill what he said. All of his promises are yes in Christ Jesus. And listen, there's that just a huge demonically held captive people who call themselves believers who want to judge your faith. They don't have any. They have none.
Right.
None. Or they choose not to use the faith that they've been given. Maybe word they choose. They have faith that they choose not to use it. And they're living and eating off your belief and your faith and have the nerve to say, don't go to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Jerusalem. That's what Peter did, right?
Yeah.
Said, don't go to Jerusalem. And Satan grabs a hold of their tongue and begins to try to stop you and shake you in your faith. Let me tell you something. Don't be shaken in your faith. Be steadfast in your faith and your confidence. Listen, if you don't even know what you're believing God for, you are all over the map. If you don't have a vision, you're going to perish. You're without restraint. But listen, get in God's word, and God tells us very specifically to get thee up and go, and I'll show you. I want to encourage you, as you're beginning to pen out a few things about what you would like 2013 to be about, don't make it about you. Don't make it about your fat content or your ingested content and your money content and your job. Let's make 2013 like Abraham did. Let's make it about the kingdom of God. Let's make it about going after God, having faith in God. And listen, it's okay. Tell people, listen, you got to go get your own dream. Go get your own dream. As a matter of fact, you're hampering mine. Because Jesus said to Peter, he says, this is what Jesus said to Peter. When Peter said, don't go down to Jerusalem, which was the plan of God for Jesus to go and pay the price for us. Jesus turns around and he looks at Peter and he says, get behind me, Satan, because Satan has set his tongue on fire by hell. And it was set on fire by hell. And he says, listen, this is Jesus now. Jesus said, you almost tempted me. The Son of God, Emmanuel, God in the flesh, said, because Peter had worked his way into his vision and dream and what he was believing the Father for. And he said, listen, I don't think you should do that. You should do this. I don't think you should go now. Things are going pretty good. What do you, you just basically say, don't go to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said this, you almost tempted me not to do the Father's will.
Mm.
See, it says very specifically in Romans chapter 3, when he's talking about the father of faith, he says, listen, Abraham was fully persuaded. You got to get fully persuaded. You know what? It gets really tiring when you're trying to fully persuade people of their own vision. It's like, don't you remember? Don't you remember your vision? It's like, oh, vision. That's right. I have one somewhere. Again, get the vision dog, kind of sniff it up a little bit here. But Abraham, very specifically, in Romans chapter 4, he's called the father of faith. He says, therefore, chapter 4, verse 16, therefore the promise comes by faith. Listen, the vision is going to come to pass by faith, not because you're some, able to, because you're smart.
Make it happen.
Because you don't have cracks, as Pat put it. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace, it may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring.
Mm-hmm.
This dude is so awesome that we are, when we believe God and operate by faith, are considered his offspring.
Mm-hmm.
Is that cool or what? The offspring of faith, not only to those who are of the law, but also of those who are faith, the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. I mean, think about it. He's not talking just about the man, Abraham. He's talking about the man of faith, Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Faith, he had confidence and surety in God. He said, I've made you the father of many nations, as we're talking to Abraham, God was. He said, He is our Father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they are. See, the people that live off what they see, they're constantly looking at your dream and they're saying things about your dream because they don't see something, but they don't understand that we serve a God that calls those things that are not as though they were. So you have to believe and have faith in what God has said to you, and you got to carry it like a mother carries a child for a time of gestation before that thing will manifest on the face of the earth. And the people that begin to judge your baby and talk about your baby and criticize your baby, ain't it been about, ain't it going to happen right now? I don't see. It's like, what are you doing? Get your own dream. Get pregnant. Mm-hmm. What God told you. Get out of my pregnancy.
That's right.
Excuse me, I had a moment. And then 18, he says, against all hope. And this is Abraham. This is where we got to be. We got to look at all the people out there who want to give their opinion and all the sleeping church. And you got to say, against all hope. This is Abraham. And hope is a desire with obtaining that which you desire. Against all hope. Abraham, in hope. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. Abraham, against all hope. Abraham, in hope, believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it has been said to him, so shall your offspring be. And without weakening in his faith, he faced the facts. And listen, it's okay to look at your kept book. It's okay to look at your cracks. It's okay to look at the inabilities and the things that would really nullify the things that are going to happen. So, but you know what? Even though in the physical, I can't do it. Even though in the natural, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Even though I don't have the finances to do it. Listen, I got the dream, I got the vision, I got the word, I got the written word of God, and it's going to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he faced the facts that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old. Think about it. I mean, it's like, who's complaining? You know, at 50? Come on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Matt? Anyway, since he was about 100 years old and that Sarah's womb was as good as dead. Can you imagine looking at your wife and saying, yeah, your womb is as good as dead. It's like, I'm not talking to you. We're not having no children. It's like, that ain't going to happen. Facing as good as dead, that yet he did not waver. I mean, you know, there's people like, oh, will you quit trying to get me to waver? What is your job? Is your job just try to get me to waver? What do you do? Do you live just to kind of text me or email me? Hey, I just want to know if I can get you to waver today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, Lord, please. I don't want to have to beat the rock and end up in the wilderness and die on this side of the promised land. You know, it's like, I mean, it's going to happen with us or without us. But it's like, come on. Do you see your job is like, I just want to see if you can waver. It's like, come on.
Mm.
You don't know what I'm talking about, but.
No, of course not.
No, I know.
Yeah, he did not waver, though. He did not waver through unbelief. Regarding the promise of God. Now, you can look at other things. You're like, I don't think, you know, I'm not strong enough to lift that and don't have enough money to pay that. But you still, in the midst of all that reality, you can say, you know, but God.
Mm-hmm.
But God. That's why you have your vision plain. You write it plain. And if you hadn't listened to value-based vision management, you got to listen. You got to get it. You got to hear what God's saying. Write it down plain so that people can run with it. And you're going to have to look at it because everything's going to cause you to waver. But when you pull it out and you look at it, when you open up your wallet, instead of sticking your lousy driver's license there where you see it all the time with your beautiful picture, put the vision there where you see it all the time. Keep it before you, the spotted, speckled, striped stick. Keep it there.
Because
you don't want to waver. Yet, he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promises of God, but was strengthened. I mean, think about it. He was strengthened. He goes, we can't do this. That makes me more confident that God's going to have to do this and God can't do it. He was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded. Man, there's nothing more beautiful than fully persuaded people. I mean, it's like, you know, are you convinced yet? You know what I'm saying? How much more, you know, how much more?
Right.
I think I'm almost, it's like King Agrippa. I mean, like, you almost convinced me, Paul, right? You almost, really? Really? And so, he's fully persuaded, being fully persuaded, Abraham, that God had the power to do what he had promised. This is why it was accredited to him for righteousness. So think about it. You can look at what's happening in life. You can take 2012 and say, well, 2013 is going to be a sad year. You can say, you know what? I'm going to recapture what God said.
That's right.
I'm going to put all the naysayers and the people who live their life and allow their tongues to be constantly held captive by Satan to speak into your dream to cause you to try to waver. And you say, I'm not going to do it. Even if they choose to not part from Satan, then they'll have to part from you, right?
That's right.
And begin to walk with God and believe God to get thee up and go in 2013 and say, you know what? Even if I don't see it, I'm going to believe so strongly that 400 years from today, God's going to say, go get his bones. Go dig him up. Because everything he believed me for, it's come to pass.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.